Bruce is gathering a reputation on YouTube, particularly in the last 20 years. He has been gathering scientific evidence and linking with other people, showing the science linking in with spirituality of consciousness. For people that don't realise, we're moving away from separatism, Newtonian physics. It's now moving towards the quantum field. Gaia TV, there's a lot of evidence now being gathered on near-death experiences. There's thousands of cases. There's thousands of cases to show that, that there is a quantum field and that there is, out with 3D Earth, 4D, that we're moving in consciousness and also in vibration. Now, one thing to realise is it cuts across all religion, all gender. It's not really about that. We've got two forces in life, which is love and fear. If we can remember that, and basically everyone is the same, regardless of where you were born, who you are, what job you do, we all have the same. We are all spirit having a human experience. If you don't agree with that or you're skeptical about that, all you need to do is go inside and just take the time to be still and realize that you might feel the subtle vibration and realize that there is more than just a body. Now, when I was 19, I was got the opportunity to see a post-mortem, and the chap was basically just looked like a wax dummy, and I knew that the life force energy wasn't there, that there had to be more, and that this was just a house. Now, there is a lot of evidence to show this. Even with near-death experiences, I thought that the brain was maybe just chemicals were just played out in the brain, but apparently they can't produce new experiences. If everything's flatlined, people are coming back and telling stories of new experiences that they would never have been able to know about, and that the brain is just a big receiver, that the heart is really the true brain. If you look at heart math, it's an American study. It's called heart math. And I believe there's like 40,000 apparently brain cells in the heart. It's a fascinating subject. There is lots of resources that I will have left on my page that if you want to expand on it, there's lots of case studies, there's lots of free information on YouTube, and certainly Gaia TV is worth the $8.99 subscription to basically that covers all these subjects, and they're finding out areas that we were told that Earth was only a certain amount of years old, and they're finding places like in Turkey, like Göbekli Tepe, that are many, 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 many years old. So it's definitely worth looking at these areas. But the main message I really would love people to just take away is out of everything is that we are a oneness. We are all connected. We are one cosmic family. Yes, we might have certain soul groups that we're closer to, but overall, when we lose the labels don't actually really matter. In fact, a lot of people are now finding that the labels are restricting, that the labels are actually, maybe restricting and stopping expansion. You only have to look at the mental health services, healthcare services, cancer rates, they're all going up. So ask yourself why. for all the equipment and all the latest technology, ask yourself why. Clearly something isn't working there. So I would like to touch on these subjects, but first I will cover a bio, just so that I give a little bit of a background. I'm not an expert, but it will give you some insight as to why I've drawn some of my own conclusions. Thank you.